Have your Bible turned tonight. Habakkuk chapter 2. Habakkuk chapter 2. For sake of time, I just want to read one verse, and then we're going to look at a lot of verses, but we're going to look at one verse. Just try to mind the Lord this evening. Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 1. The Bible says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower. I will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. I want to preach tonight for just a few minutes, if God will be my help on this thought, looking for something to sing about. Amen? Looking for something to sing about. As we look at this and we see Habakkuk, and he's asking questions of God. Now, I know none of us would ever do that. He's perplexed in his understanding, and he don't understand why things are happening the way they do. He just doesn't understand. Now, I know all you out there, you understand everything perfectly well. You understand why things are happening. You're not confused and bewildered like Habakkuk. You're not confused and bewildered like I am. You understand exactly why this world's in the chaos that it's in. Amen? You know exactly what's going on. You understand it, and it's okay. Right? Amen? No, you're like just like me, and you are just like me. You have questions, and you ask God, you wonder why things are happening the way they're happening. But I want to say, I'm glad Habakkuk, he didn't go to the government, he didn't go to prison to try to find the answer. What he didn't do, he didn't form a committee try to solve the problems. Now, most of us, we'd form some kind of a committee and try to solve the problems. We'd try to get underneath it and carry it, wouldn't we? Amen? That's why most of us is broke down today, Brother David. We're trying to get under this load, this burden of the world and sinfulness, and we're trying to carry it instead of lifting it up to the Lord Jesus Christ. But what does he do? Amen. He gets a hold of God. He goes straight to the throne of grace, gets a hold of God, speaks to God, and states the problem to God. Amen. He takes the problem straight to the Lord. And he said, hey, listen, said we got some things going on here that we need to address. If you look at Habakkuk chapter 1, and he's laying this thing down here in verses 2, and it's a burden to Habakkuk. I reckon most of us have a burden with trying to understand, trying to comprehend, trying to get ahead of this thing called life. Amen? And it seems like it's an ever-fleeting object that's hard to keep up with. Amen. And as you get older, my granddaddy said this when I was a kid. He said, as you get older, time goes by faster. I thought, well, man, that's crazy. I was 15 going on 16 looking forward to getting my driver's license, getting me a car, amen, so I could get about business. And praise God, when I turned, Brother Bud, I turned 16, got my driver's license a little while later, got me a car, praise God. I woke up the next day and I was 50. Amen. It just, it's gone. Life's like a vapor, praise God. It's fleeting. It's just a moment. But praise God, we are to make the most of it. Amen? We are to make the most out of life. You say, preacher, you reckon we ought to just go out and party and have a good time? Praise God, we ought to rejoice in the Lord. Amen. We ought to spend some time every day just praising God, giving Him the glory. Amen? Enjoying ourselves so that joy could be full in our lives. That's where joy and happiness come from. Amen. So he began to ask his question. He said, oh Lord, how long shall I cry and thou wilt not hear, even cry out unto thee with violence thou wilt not save? Why dost thou show me iniquity and cause me to behold grievance? For spoiling and violence are before me, and there are that to raise up strife and contention. Amen. Therefore, the law is slackened, and judgment doth never go forth, for the wicked doth compass about the righteous. Therefore, wrong judgment proceedeth. He says, he's asking the question. He says, hey, listen, Lord. He said, I don't understand what's going on. I don't understand all the chaos that's in the world. Amen. In other words, what he would be asking if he was us, he says, why do bad things happen to good people? Why do the wicked prosper in the day and hour that we live? Amen? Hey, wickedness is... Did you realize Chicago's about overrun with wickedness? It's prospering, and people's are turning to head. They's no judgment. said on the news, not less than 20% of the murder cases are being prosecuted. The rest of them's being thrown out. Why? Because wickedness is reigning in the world. Why does it happen? Why do the wicked prosper? That's what he was asking. Why would God destroy his own people? Amen. Praise God. And he asked, why would he destroy his own people? By wicked nations. Why would he allow wicked nations, wicked people to come in and destroy that he says he loves? It don't make sense. Amen. It don't make sense. It's not clear. He gives a question. You say, well, preacher, I'd never question God. We question God every day. We wonder in ourselves why. Why these things can be allowed to happen. He asked the question, why is there no justice? Why does it seem like the wicked are getting by with doing things that's wicked? Seems like there's no punishment no more for evil doing. He says, he even goes over here in verses 14 through 16. He's talking about these disasters. He said, Lord, why do we not hear from you when disasters is happening all around us? Have you noticed in the world today how many disasters there are happening? Every day, all over the world, Brother John, disaster after disaster, earthquake, fire, and flooding, and everything, just disaster after disaster. And it's like, where are you, God? Don't you realize the mess we're in? Did it ever occur to you that God's trying to shake up this world? And God's trying to get our attention to get us to look up? Huh? He's trying to get us to look up to see Him and realize that He is God. Praise God. So Habakkuk, he questions God, and then he went straight to God and asked God a question. And God answers him in verse 5. And he says this, he says, just watch and see. Amen. In verse 5, he says, behold ye among the heathen. In other words, pay attention, watch. You among the heathen, and regard and wonderful marvelously, for I will work a work in your days, which ye will not believe, though it be told you. Amen. He said, hey, listen, he said, you just pay attention. He said, I'm going to do a work, praise God, that you never even dreamed or imagined could be, take place in the day and hour you live. You say, preacher, what kind of work could he do for us in this day and hour we live? Praise God, he can save your lost sinners, the lost families have, the sinners, praise God, in your family, in my family, praise God, save those that are lost without God. A marvelous and a wonderful work, praise the Lord. But he said, if you'll just watch and see what I can do for you. Amen. He said, what I'll do, I'll begin to punish those that are oppressors. In verse 6, he said, for lo, I raise up the Chaldeans that are bitter and a nasty nation, which shall march through the breadth of the land to possess the dwelling places that are not theirs. Amen. He said, I'm going to use a bitter and a wicked people to as judgment, as punishment upon Israel. You say, well, preacher, I don't understand that. Why would God use a nation that's worse than our nation to try to get the attention of His nation? It don't hardly make sense. But God is bigger than our thinking. Amen. We try to reason it out. But God Almighty has a plan and a purpose, praise God, and He can do it by taking a nasty and a bitter and a wicked people, the Chaldeans. I don't know if there's anybody that was more evil than the Chaldeans, except maybe the Assyrians. The Assyrians was a wicked people. They'd skin you alive. Amen. They murdered and raped and killed for pleasure. But God used those wicked people also to judge His people. But he said, if you'll just watch and see, amen, what I can do. But then we see Habakkuk here, and he challenges God in verses 12 and 13. Look what he says. Verse 12, he says, and he said, art thou not from everlasting, O Lord my God, mine Holy One? Ain't it good that he knew who God was? I'm glad I know who God is today. Amen. He is the God of glory. He says, we shall not die. O Lord, thou hast ordained them for judgment. And Almighty God, thou hast established them for correction. So he said, Lord, I realize what your agenda is. I realize they've sinned and messed up Israel, Judah. He said they've sinned, they've messed up, glory be God, and they have to be punished. You realize that God, the reason God punishes us is when we mess up, when we do sinful things contrary to His Word. He punishes me. He brings that judgment against us. But here Habakkuk, he challenges God to defend his position, to defend why he's doing what he's doing. Amen. You ever challenge God? Ask him. Say, well, Lord, why am I having to go through this? Lord, why is this happening? Why is this over here going on? Why are these people doing this? Do you ever question God? Try to get him to defend his position. Try to defend his actions. You know what? You know why I do that? Usually when I do that, Brother John, it's because of low confidence in me. Hello? It's not because of my low confidence in him. Most of the time, praise God, when I begin to question God, amen, I'm looking for something to sing about tonight. And I'm a questioning God because because of a confidence in me, because my confidence is low. Amen. But I've learned, praise God, to trust the Lord in everything. Amen. In the good and in the bad. To just trust the Lord. Amen. Because realize, I know who He is. And He says, just watch and see what I can do for you. Amen. That's what He's telling him here. He said, just watch and see. And then God begins to move on him in Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 2. And He says, not only watch and see, but He says, stand and see. And the Lord said unto me in Habakkuk 2 and 2, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tables, that he may run that readeth it. Amen. He says, okay, here's what I want you to do. He said, I want you to take what I'm going to tell you. He said, and I want you to write her down. He said, I want you to record this vision. And he said, I want you to make it plain. Hello, he doesn't say, I want you to give you a parable and you know, the people can see if they can figure it out. No, he says, I want you to pin her down and I want you to make it so plain, praise God, that when they read it, that they may run that readeth it. In other words, when they read it, praise God, they'll understand it and they'll run to tell somebody else how good God is, amen. That the good God of glory is still on the throne. He's still moving in the hearts and the minds of people. Still saving old sinners. Still giving the help that we need. Still bringing us out of trials and tribulation. Still delivering the saints. Praise God. Still receiving the glory when we lift up His name. Sound like He's still on the throne. Amen. And he says, be willing. Said, make it plain so that they'll be willing. So that they'd want to run tell somebody. I don't know about you, I want to tell somebody about Jesus. I want to tell somebody about a loving Savior who loved me and cares for me. Amen. He's the one that made me who I am. I am what I am, Paul said, by the grace of God. It's that grace that I put my faith in, glory be to God, that saved me from my sin. So we see him here in Habakkuk chapter 2. He climbs up into the tower and he stands to see what God will say. He said, I'll stand upon my watch. Amen. See, this is a personal thing with him. Amen. Our relationship to God ought to be a personal thing for us. Amen. Between me and you, between me and him, between you and him. It has to be a personal relationship. Amen. Daddy can't get in for you. Mama can't get in for you. Mom and Daddy, you can't get in. You can't get in for your children. But praise God, we can just live and love, praise God, and point them in the right direction that God might save to the uttermost. Amen? So he said, write the vision, make it plain, put it upon tables. And he said, when you're standing, when you're watching, praise God, we all stand and we've all got to watch. Amen? So he said, we'll watch and see. And he said, we'll stand and see. He said, I will watch and see. And he said, and he will say unto me, what I shall answer when I am and what I shall answer when I am reproved. So he said, so I've questioned God about some things. Hey, some things I didn't understand, and I'd like to know. So if we've got things that we don't understand, and we've got things, I told a fellow today, I said, you got things you don't understand, you'd like to know, ask God. Amen. Ain't that what the Bible says do? He said, ask nothing doubting, praise God, that you might receive those things from God. That God could open the book, praise God, and illuminate your heart. Amen. So he said, hey, I want to see, so I'm going to stand here. I'm going to take my watch. I'm going to wait on God, and I'm going to see what He says to me. See, I've got some questions, Lord. I need some answers. So God begins to answer. He said, I'm going to give you the vision. I'm going to show you, praise God. Write her down, record it, do it plainly so that other folks can see and run and tell. Amen. Somebody said, there's a prophet over in Israel, praise God. That's spitting out the oracles of God. Amen. Just as if it come from God's lips. Guess what? It did. God said, I'm going to give it to you. You just write it down. Amen. That's what I like about this blessed old book. It's the breath of God. God breathed it and men just wrote it down. So we see Habakkuk, he climbs up on her and he's expecting an answer from God. I wonder how many times we climb into our prayer place seeking an answer from God, but not expecting, hello? But not expecting an answer from God. Amen. Let that sink in a minute. Yeah. How many times we crawl in there, I mean, just as humble as we know how, crawl into our prayer place, amen, and we ask and question God, but we don't expect an answer. Amen. And we go out just as defeated as we come in. Have relief because we asked the question, but we didn't expect an answer. Amen. Praise God. When I pray and ask God, I'll expect an answer. He may not be today. It may not be today. But praise God, I pray expecting Him to answer my prayers. Hello? He said, if we pray believing, we shall receive. Now, if we pray and ask and we don't believe, we can't get it. We can't receive it. But if we pray, how do we believe? Expecting God to hear and answer our prayers. Amen. And He said, if we pray according to the will of God, we know that we have those petitions that we ask. Why? Because it's the will of God. Amen. It may not be in our time frame, but God will hear the answer. Praise the Lord. He said, we know that we have them. That's past tense. He said, praise God, it's already wrote in the books. It's done. And said, we've got to believe that God loves us, He cares for us, and He will hear and answer our prayers. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he climbs up there and he prays, and God answers. Verse 2 and 3. Verse 2 I've already read. He said, run and read that he may run that readeth it. Verse 3 says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end of it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come and it will not tarry. Amen. So he said, you've asked me a question. I'm going to give you an answer, praise God. He said, it may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, but praise God, he said, I'll answer your questions. Glory to God, one day in a little while, we're going to stand before holy and righteous God, and all of our questions is going to be answered. There's not a thing, Brother David, we ever wondered about concerning our Lord and Savior, praise God, that we won't know. It'd be revealed to us, praise the Lord, when we see Him as He is. He said, then we'll be like Him, praise God. All things will be made open and prevalent and revealed, praise God, in that day. And we'll understand, praise God, with all wisdom and knowledge of God, exactly who He is. Amen. But he goes on, he says, behold, His soul which is lifted up is not upright in Him. He said, a soul that's lifted up, it's lifted up into vanity, it's lifted up into self-righteousness. He said, it's not upright. Amen. But he says, listen, there's no righteousness in him. He said, well, how do you know? He said, but the just, those who've been justified, just as if they had never sinned, have by trusting the Lord Jesus Christ have shed blood of Calvary. He said, but the just shall live by Brother Bud's faith. Amen. No, he says, the just shall live by His faith. Amen. How much faith you have is how you win. Praise God. Brother Bud will live a righteous life according to his faith. Brother Rex will live a righteous life according to his faith. Amen. It's our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I have to have faith. You have to have faith. Praise God. You've got faith. He's got faith. Praise God. We have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the just must live by his faith. They told Martin Luther, started the Reformation. They told Martin Luther, the Roman Catholic Church, told him, said what your problem is, said you just don't understand. You ask too many questions. Amen? Said you ask too many questions. What you need to do is you need to get in the book. You need to study. So Martin Luther began to study. And one day he got humbled. He was humbled. He was crawling up a set of stairs. Amen. Just as humble as he knowed how, trying to get closer to God. And this verse come to his mind. Amen. The rituals and the procedures and the things that they were doing and things that they were portraying in the Catholic Church. He said, it came to his mind. He said, wait a minute. The just shall live by his faith. Amen. He said, there's no life in rituals. He said, the life, the praise God, is in Christ Jesus. The life is in faith, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Come out shouting the victory. Wrote a 95 thesis. Wrote out the 95 thesis. Praise God. Went down there and stuck it on the door of the church house for the whole world to see. He said, why are you doing this? And why are you doing that? He said, explain it to me. Amen. But he put it in the language of the common people. Amen. Put it in the language of common people so everybody could see it, so they could begin to question it too. They could begin to ask questions. Why do you ask questions? We ask questions that we might get answers. Answers, praise God, to the truth. What is truth? The Lord Jesus Christ. That truth might begin to help us. Place his holy name. The just shall live by his faith. Amen. He said, well, what about the Chaldeans? He said, don't you understand that the misery that they've caused? He said, well, listen, said the Chaldeans will destroy themselves. He said, they'll take care of themselves. Amen. We worry and we fret about the enemy. We worry and we fret so many times about other people. We'll look across the aisle and we'll look at somebody else and say, oh, why they do what they do? Hello? Amen. You know, what they shouldn't do this and they shouldn't do that. But God says here to Habakkuk, he said, listen, he said those evil Chaldeans, praise God, because of their evil deeds, they'll answer for themselves. They'll have to pay the price for their wicked ways. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know what we need to do? We just need to live a good godly life so people see Christ in us and get the Lord Jesus Christ, and them neighbors across the aisle look better to us. Amen. They'll begin to change their ways, praise God, because they see Christ in us, that hope of glory, and realize they're something better than what they got. Amen. Praise the Lord. It won't take you long hanging around somebody that's a cusser, praise God, so they'll realize that cussing don't sound too pretty. God convict their heart of it, praise God, and they'll quit the cussing. Amen. He'll take that away. But he said, listen, he said, these Chaldeans, he said, listen, God's already convicted them. He said, look at the woes that he pronounces to the Chaldeans. In verse 6, chapter 2, he said, woe to them that increase that which is not his. How long? Question. Is there somebody that takes stuff that don't belong to them? Thievery. He said, that'll not prosper, it'll not last. Number 2, verse 9, he says, woe to them that coveteth an evil covetousness to his house, that he may set his nest on high, that he may be delivered from the power of evil. So that lifts up another God and says, hey, listen, you praise God, I'm up here, I'm higher than you, I'm better than you, praise God. He said, so I have an authority. Amen. No, he has a holy spirit, praise God, that needs to be reproved of God. He said, woe to such a person. He said, woe to him that buildeth a town with blood and established a city by iniquity. Amen. He said, those that kill and pillage, amen, so that they can have more and more. I want to say, praise God, you don't have to take a knife or a gun, shoot somebody to kill them. Amen. You can kill them by your words. You can kill them by your actions. You can kill them by how you portray them to others. Amen. To establish a city by iniquity. Number 4, he says, verse 15, says, woe unto them that giveth his neighbor drink, that puttest thy bottle to him, and makest him drunken also, that thou mayest look on their nakedness. Amen? He said, those things that lead to the wickedness, amen. He said, thou art filled with shame for glory. Drink thou also, and let thy foreskin be uncovered, and the cup of the Lord's right hand shall be turned unto thee. A shameful spewing shall be on thy glory. Praise God. He said, it's going to make you sick. Sick of your sin, praise God. We ought to be sick of our sin. Amen. Sin sickness, praise God, is the only thing that will get us to the Lord. Praise God, sin sickness is the only thing that will get an old sinner, praise God, to realize they need to be saved. Sin sickness. We need some sin sickness in the world. These woes that's coming, praise God, and we need to be prepared. We need to be seeking the Lord. He says, woe, verse number 5 in verse 19. He says, woe unto him that saith to the wood, awake to the dumb stone, arise, it shall teach. Behold, it is laid over with gold and silver, makes it look pretty, and there is no breath at all in the midst of it. Amen? He says, woe to them that try to make gods that are no gods. Woe to them that try to that offer up drink that might to make drunken. Woe to them that build shamefully, praise God, upon the blood of others. You see where this is going? God says, it's like Habakkuk saying, Lord, can't you see what's going on? God says, I know exactly where you're at. Amen. He said, I know exactly what you're talking about. He said, I know more about them than you do. Amen. We look across the aisle and see somebody, right? Well, they're just old sinners. Praise God. God already knows more about them than you do. Amen. Praise God, He knows more about you than you know about yourself. Amen. But the thing is, praise God, there has to come a point of changing or they continue in the same path. But we're looking for something to sing about, praise God, this morning. And He says, praise the Lord, He said, evil will be done away with. Now, not all evil will. I told you, remember Revelation chapter 9? He said they're going to have, during tribulation, praise God, these people, it's wicked, and they're going to be wicked still. Amen. And it's because of things that happen in the flesh. Let me read that to you. I know I've read it, but we need to get this. Revelations 9 and 17. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire, and a jacinth and brimstone, and the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and flame and smoke and brimstone. Now watch 18. But these three, by these three was the third part of men killed. By the fire and by the smoke and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouths and in their tails, for their tails were like unto serpents and their heads, and with them they do hurt. But now watch this. Now a third of mankind has been killed. But he said, and the rest of them which were not killed by these plagues were yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols and gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Watch this, verse 21. Neither repented they of their murderers, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornications, nor of their thefts. Amen? He said God's done killed around them, God's done destroyed the enemy, but praise God, they still will not repent of their wicked deeds. We're living in a day and an hour, praise God, and we're heading into a path and a direction that Antichrist could come on the scene, praise God, be issued in and be glorified as God. Amen? We're seeing a time, you know where it starts at? It starts with the drug and the drugs and the liquor, praise God. I hate that mess. It's killing society. It's ruining America. It's destroying our children, praise God. And it's altering their minds. Amen. There's so many people out there, it's on these drugs and alcohol, and it's altered their mind. They don't know the need to repent. So they wax worse and worse. Amen. Going further and further away from God. He said, well, preacher, this ain't much of something to sing about. Praise God, it is when we get the glory of God and we begin to see Him, amen, in the midst. But their mind is controlled by these substances. That's part of this sorcery that we talk about. And of course, the sorcery leads to the fornication. Amen. And to the thefts. Because they'll do anything they can to get it. So they continue in the same direction. And their mind's altered so they don't know no better. Amen. They don't have clarity of thought. Praise God. We need to pray that God will get a hold of their heart to help them get off these things. Amen. Because this thing is playing right into the hands of the Antichrist. One day in a little while, he's just going to step on the scenes and it's going to be primed. It's going to be pumped. It's going to be ready for him. And he's going to say, hey, listen here, let me tell you the plan. And boy, they're going to fall for it hook, line, and sinker. We've got colleges right now that's promoting this socialism so big. Amen. They big Bernie's fans that think everything's going to be given to them on a platter. And boy, it's going to get so, and it's going to be just a utopia. And a utopia is going to enter in. And boy, they're just going to shout and praise and give glory. But who are they going to give glory to? Are you looking to give glory to a man? Amen. Can you see how this thing's being set up? You say, well, preacher, ain't much to sing about. Yeah, but we ain't finished yet. See, now Habakkuk, God begins to show him these things. He said, watch and see. He said, stand and see. But then he says, kneel and see. Amen. Chapter 3, the Bible says, a prayer of Habakkuk, the prophet, upon Shinagoth. Amen. He begins to pray. And he begins to talk to God. He begins to agonize God. And he says, oh, Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known in wrath. Remember mercy. Amen. Praise God. He says, Lord, we deserve all of it. We deserve all the justice, all the wrath of a holy God. But he says, Lord, he says, in the middle of wrath, he says, God, remember mercy. Amen. I'm glad we serve a God that remembers mercy. He's a merciful God, amen, who cares for us. Praise the Lord. And so we see after a sincere prayer that God's mercy appears. But not only does God's mercy appear, but God's glory appears. Verse 3, Bible says, God came unto Teman, and the Holy One from Mount Paran, Selah. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of His praise. And His brightness was as the light. He had horns coming out of His hand, and there was the hiding of His power. He said the presence and the power of God was manifest. And he began to see that power. Amen. What happened? He began to remember God's greatness. He began to remember God's goodness. He began to remember God's power. Amen. When he asked the question, why God? How God? And God says, because I'm God. Amen. Praise the Lord. How and why? Because I'm God. Because I have all the power. I have all the wisdom. I know the end from the beginning. He said, listen to what he says here. He said, I come to restore. He said, before him went the pestilence, and burning coals went forth at his feet. Amen. All the pestilence, all those pesty things that bother us. He said, it went, had to go. And he said, and the burning coals went forth at his feet. That purifying fire. Amen. That gets rid of all the semblance of evil. Praise God. God purges it out with His presence for His glory to be seen. So we see what happens here. A looking for something to sing about. Amen. We see a low confidence, but we see a restored confidence. Amen. We see a restored confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Habakkuk says in verse 17, he said, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Sounds pretty dismal, doesn't it? Amen. But he said, but I remember God. He said, verse 18, he said, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. God, my Savior, praise the Lord. Amen. He says, I know God now. You've answered my questions. He said, you've answered them well. Amen. He said, I know that you are God. He said, it was my low confidence, but he said, my confidence has been restored. My confidence in the Lord. And he looks over and he said, the Lord is God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. And I see him here. Now watch this. He said, to the chief singer on my stringed instruments. Now watch this, Brother Robert. He looks over at the choir director. And he says, and he strikes a chord. Amen. Glory be to God. And he said, I don't know about you, but he said, I'm ready to sing one. Amen. Praise God. He said, I've been looking for something to sing about. And I found it in the Lord. He's answered my questions. Praise God. He said, he's restored my confidence, and he strikes a chord on that harp, or on that instrument. Amen. May have been harp, but he strikes a chord. Can you imagine that? Can you see that? Mm-hmm. And boy, all of a sudden, they just all stand up and say, glory be to God. You say, how could they do that? Because they heard the story. It's been recorded. Amen. They've heard it. They believe it. And they're ready to sing a song. They got something to sing about. Amen. I want to ask you a question. Have you got something to sing about? Praise God. Rejoicing as you go in the good God of glory.